This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Tax season is upon us, so all this week we've got a special series of episodes lined up. Our team of tax reporters will be tackling some big questions about how changes to tax laws and an uneven economy can make filing extra tricky this year. Today we kick things off by calling on tax reporter Richard Rubin to discuss how inflation affects your taxes.
One thing that will change is likely things like the standard deduction, because that also grows with inflation each year.
But there are also tax-related factors that won't change, and that can affect your finances anyway. Rich will take us through all of it after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Inflation running at near 8% is hitting you in your wallet every time you shop. But how about your tax bill? With the tax filing deadline just around the corner, how will high inflation affect your return? WSJ tax reporter Richard Rubin has been looking into this, and he joins us now. Rich, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, sure. No problem.
So, Rich, when Congress and the IRS determine how much tax people will wind up paying, does inflation factor into their decision making?
So, yes, absolutely. Inflation is part of how a lot of numbers in the tax code get set. So Congress specifies which pieces of the tax code get adjusted for inflation and when and how. And then the IRS's job is to implement that.
All right, well, let's get into the specifics. One of the biggest things that affects how much you pay in taxes is the tax bracket you fall in. How have tax brackets changed for the 2021 tax season?
Well, for each year, in the fall of 2020, they announced the 2021 tax brackets, and in the fall of 2021, they announced the 2022 tax brackets. And those are based on a formula. They have a set of formulas they use to take the existing income thresholds for tax brackets and adjust them upward based on actual inflation in the economy. They went up a few percentage points. I would expect there to be a bigger jump in some of those tax brackets as we head into the 2023 tax brackets, because, you know, they're set based on roughly a sort of summer to summer calculation, and summer 20 to summer 2021 was not quite as big a jump as we'd expect from summer 21 to summer 22, based on what we know right now halfway through that period.
So, Rich, how are people who are really feeling the pinch of inflation now, how will they see that in their taxes?
So they likely won't see it a lot in the tax returns that they're filing now in early 2022, even maybe beyond that into next year. But as we get into next year, one thing that will change is likely things like the standard deduction, because that also grows with inflation each year, and as do the tax brackets, as we've talked about. And so what will happen early 2023 is you may see some adjustment in paycheck withholding that adjusts for that. Those are automatic adjustments that happen, which means maybe less money coming out of your paycheck as the inflation adjustments kick in, even though that's going to be well before you start filing a tax return that has those higher tax brackets and higher standard deductions. It's definitely a lagging effect, unlike, you know, some other things where you will see the effects of inflation immediately in terms of prices at the grocery store or wherever. When it comes to the tax code, the adjustments tend to be much slower. They happen looking retrospectively at inflation data, and then they're applied to the year subsequent. So inflation that's happening now can take a while to show up and adjust your tax filings.
Okay, so let's get into some specific tax provisions and how they might be affected by inflation. I want to ask you about retirement savings. How does inflation affect people who are making contributions to tax-favored retirement plans like a 401k, an IRA, or a Roth IRA?
Right. So the annual contributions to accounts like that are all limited. And, you know, they vary by type of accountant who can put money in. But for a 401k, the maximum used to be $19,500. And for this year, it's now $20,500. And so that jump was due to inflation. There are similar jumps in other retirement plan limits as well. And so that's designed to sort of account for that inflation as, you know, wages and costs and everything go up. So do those amounts.
Now, of course, there are tax rules around giving away your money, like the estate tax and the gift tax. How could high inflation play in there?
So it's similar. Those amounts, also the lifetime estate and gift tax exemption and the annual gift tax exemption, are also indexed for inflation. So now, you know, the estate tax exemption is around $12 million, and that bumps up somewhat every year. The gift tax exclusion, the amount that you can give to any other person without that becoming part of your lifetime exemption, jumps from $15,000 to $16,000.
Now, we've been talking about tax provisions that are indexed for inflation, but are there any big ones that aren't? And what are the implications of that?
Yeah. So in times of high inflation, the pieces that are not indexed for inflation kind of become more important because they stick out more. So one is that there's a $3,000 limit on the amount of capital losses that you can use to offset ordinary income. And that's been that way since the 70s. There's also the rules that set how much Social Security income you can get before it starts being taxed as income. And those were set in the 80s, intentionally not indexed so that they grew over time. So there's a number of provisions, some with little rhyme or reason scattered throughout the tax code that just never change unless Congress comes along and specifically changes them.
So that $3,000 you mentioned, that could be something like on a loss on an investment?
Right. So that's a loss on an investment that you can subtract from your wage income. And there's a limit on that. Congress doesn't want people to create losses and be able to kind of offset their wage income in an unlimited way, but it provides a small exemption from that. But that $3,000 limit on how much you can subtract just hasn't changed at all in more than 40 years.
You know, Rich, an area of frustration for many taxpayers is the $10,000 cap on deductions for state and local taxes. And we've discussed on the show before about how that deduction does not adjust for inflation. Any plans in Washington to change that or address that?
So, yeah, Democrats have talked about raising that number. You've heard numbers like 80,000 thrown around. We'll see where they actually land on it. They've not really talked about indexing it to inflation, but they've actually just talked about raising it. And so that's often a way that inflation gets dealt with periodically as opposed to automatically. You know, when you think about something like the child tax credit, it was $1,000 for many years, and then it was increased to $2,000. And that wasn't an inflation indexing thing. That was just a one-time change, and then it was left at that flat level other than changes that have been made temporarily since. But there's multiple ways to kind of approach that.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
You can find a lot more insights into what the current tax laws mean for you by downloading a copy of our new in-depth ebook, The WSJ Tax Guide 2022. It's free for WSJ members at wsj.com/taxguide. And coming up on tomorrow's episode, Tax Week continues with a look at how working remotely affects your taxes.
Anytime you're working in two places, whether it's in two states is very important, but also it could be that your office is in a city and that you're working two counties away. You might have issues where you don't know if you owe city taxes or not.
That's tomorrow on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.